From the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You look at this team over the last 3 years, what they've done has been fantastic. If you're an Astros fan, you should be thrilled because you've had an opportunity to watch them win one. They ran into a juggernaut last year, but still got to the ALCS.
Yep.
And this year, you got through a Yankees team that, frankly, is as good as they are. And that's a lot to accomplish. You won 107 games. You got a Cy Young winner. You got a guy who's at least going to be second in the MVP. You've got the Rookie of the Year. I mean, you accomplished so much. That doesn't get thrown out the window if you don't win.
Michael Jordan, why is he? He's got like this bitterness syndrome that I don't understand. No one talks about Steph Curry being the greatest basketball player of all time. And by the way, everybody's in the basketball Hall
of Fame. Yeah, let's start with
that. I got news for you. Steph Curry's a Hall of Famer already. If Steph Curry's head falls off tomorrow, he's had a Hall of Fame career by basketball standards.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also, hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. Send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. If you want to watch us on Twitch, please do that. Because we'll put your comments in the chat. We'll get to them if they're any good. Missed the first 2 hours. It's some of what you missed. Lots of good stuff. All available on podcastarena.com. So go and check that out. And couple things just following up. Lamont says Jordans are still the highest selling shoes. He's still pretty relevant by the. I said exactly that. I said he sells a lot of shoes. There's a difference between that and a guy wanting to be interviewed and wanting to be heard. And that's why almost every time you hear him interviewed, he's got some soundbite that goes viral.
Right.
So, and somebody asked, would you smoke a blunt with him if you had the opportunity? No. Listen,
really?
I just don't like the guy. I never have. And that's not going to change now. So, and I'm sure he loses like tons of sleep over the fact that I don't like him.
Right.
But is he, I mean, hell, you can't argue with his success as a player and with Nike and everything else. Maybe you can argue with his success as a basketball owner. And as a gambler.
Yeah.
But that's okay. 713-780-ESPN. Speaking of gambling, I want to take a look at some of the lines.
Why not?
Because I've got my studying done.
Yeah, you're already locked in on some things.
Yeah, and I decided since I got them done early, I'd get your opinion on them ahead of time without having to ask you off air. So, but we'll start with the NFL. And don't really like the Thursday game. Vikings are -6. There's a lot of big spreads.
I actually kind of like the Vikings in this game. Yeah, I think they're really starting to turn it on, and I think the Redskins have died. The Redskins have scored in their last four games. The Redskins have scored 27 points. 17 of those 27 came against the Dolphins. They are a mess. And the Vikings look like they figured it out. I mean, and I also, there's some numbers that, like the Vikings at home under Zimmer and the Vikings out of division against Zimmer are over like 60% ATS. I mean, those are big numbers.
Yeah, 16's a lot. Although, if the Redskins are that much garbage, then 16 really isn't that much.
Yeah, I think under 17, I like the Vikes.
SMU -14.5 now against Houston.
Yeah, I played it at 14. I'd probably still play it at 14.5. I think SMU smokes them. UH has a horrible defense, first of all. I don't know who's going to play quarterback for them. I think even if it's not the coach's kid, I think they're going to have a hard time keeping up with SMU, who's going to score at will. But that just seems like a short number to me. Especially a team's given up. I mean, we're talking about the UH has given up. They don't care.
Scarborough says, what superstars in each sport has retired and kept themselves out of the spotlight? And listen, I don't care if the guys are trying to be in the spotlight. I just think when they retire, they miss that. They miss having all the microphones in their face. And, yeah, and then somebody says, is it hard to separate personal feelings from journalistic work? I don't really do journalism anymore. But I covered the guy fairly when I did.
Yeah.
And doesn't matter. There's a lot of people that, including guys who played for teams here in town that were beloved, that I thought were not so great human beings. And I cover them fairly.
Yep.
Lions minus seven, Giants.
Kerryon Johnson on the IR.
Yeah.
Ty Johnson will take over his snaps. That's a tough call. I lean the Lions, but I don't know if I look at the Lions as a team I'm willing to give up a touchdown with.
I love the Buccaneers plus 2.5 at Tennessee.
I don't disagree with you on that. I do think there's something to, you know, the travel thing that you were talking about. It's just hard. The Bucs are such a they live and die by turnovers. I mean, either if they have good Jameis Winston that doesn't give it away four times, they've got a shot.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, the usual Jameis shows up, it's almost impossible for them to win.
Chargers, Bears minus 4. These are two teams that are just dead to me.
As they should be. The Bears aren't a team that I'm rushing to bet on right now, and the Chargers are a team I'm definitely not playing. So it's going to end up being a pass. I think I could see an under game. The Bears' defensive front should destroy that Chargers' offensive line, but that Bears' defensive front did literally nothing against the Saints with a backup quarterback. So, and no Kamara. It's just a weird situation with the Bears right now, and they suck on offense.
Yeah. Seahawks minus 3 at Falcon. I can't bet Falcon ever again.
There's no way. I think I have to like the Seahawks, even though I want to fade them basically every game right now.
Jag minus 5.5 against the Jets.
Give me the under in that game.
Yeah, 41.5.
Yeah.
I like the under on that, too. I think Jags unders are a pretty solid play, even though it didn't work out.
No, it worked out for me.
Yeah. what is that up there?
We've got Bree Berry on from ABC. We're going to we're going to get a traffic update. I forgot about this.
Ah, well, take it away.
Yeah, Bree, am I saying it right? Because
how
it's
are you?
You have a unique spelling of your name.
So yeah, my name is Bree, B-R-H-E. A little tricky.
Yeah, that is tricky. I mean, and I'm stupid, so it's very difficult for me. But from ABC 13, and what do you? I mean, are you the full time traffic person there?
No, so I'm a part of the traffic team. I'm like I'm the utility player here at the station.
Okay,
I fill in for everyone. I'm kind of everywhere.
You're the Aledmus Diaz,
reporting, anchoring traffic, all the good stuff.
The Aledmus Diaz of ABC 13.
Yes.
Oh, well, what's it looking like for us? Let's say you were a person trying to get to Minute Maid from the Galleria, and you're leaving in about 20 minutes. What's it looking like for that person?
Well, I'd say if you're thinking about leaving in 20 minutes, maybe try to shorten it and leave now. Drive times are really slow getting in. I mean, some places are over an hour and a half. The freeways, luckily, I'm not seeing any big issues. You know, I'm looking right now on Transtar cameras, and it's looking like no major accidents or any big stalls, but it's just everybody flooding in at the same time. So from the Galleria area, we'd have a slowdown about 15 minutes right now, which, of course, the closer we get to game time, it's going to slow down. So definitely want to give yourself some extra time, but, you know, there's better options than just driving yourself right now. Metro Rail, if you take the purple or green line, you know, you get pretty close to the stadium. It's only $1.25, super cheap there. But, you know, if you have a ticket, if you're one of those lucky people going to the game, then they're letting you just ride for free to and from the game, which is really cool. And then Lyft has a promotion code that'll get you a free ride if you use Take It Back. And then, of course, you know, if you're doing Uber, you can stop between Preston and let's see the other one here. I think it's LaGrange, but I'll check that for you in a sec. So there's some options if you don't want to drive, and I think that might be the better bet today because, like I said, drive time is really crazy right now.
All right. That's Bree Berry from ABC 13. Appreciate it, Bree, and we'll probably talk to you tomorrow for game two.
Yeah, we'll definitely check in. And, you know, we've got plenty more, you know, all the traffic updates on abc13.com/traffic. But in addition to that, we're covering everything, you know, that we can. Like, there was a crazy story about a woman who said, hey, if they hit a home run, or if Altuve hits a home run last game, she was going to get it tattooed on her body. And, well, we know he hit the home run, so you can check out her cool tat that she got. So definitely check in with us again. We have lots of good stuff. Plus, of course, these traffic updates, because it's going to be a little crazy with those road closures until 11 p.m. tonight.
All right. Thank you, Bree.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too. She's pleasant to look at.
Fred, be a gentleman, sir.
I'm a gentleman. I'm just saying. That's why she's on TV. You don't get the new TV if you look like me. That's a fact.
Yeah, that is a fact. You're right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the only question we get asked. You know that.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people want to know.
Yeah, so I'm just passing it on. So, Space Ghost said she didn't know who that was, Ledmus Diaz.
Oh, that's okay.
I think she did.
She might have.
She faked it pretty well.
Yeah.
So, and she's got a lot of fans on the text line. So,
big stars.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says, you know what's awesome for traveling the games? The subway. Wife and I go to the Bronx from Manhattan, quick style. We need that here. The only problem with having a subway here is...
It floods above ground here?
Yeah. You would drown and die. I do think we need a better rail system. And I find it frustrating that the rail system that we have should go to both airports. It should go to the Woodlands. It should go south. There definitely should be one from downtown to the Galleria.
Yeah.
And I think that would make such a big difference, but that's just not going to happen. So, yeah, that's frustrating. But that's one of the things about this city that's just way behind everybody else. I mean, we've got there's good and bad things on both sides here. And some things are tremendous and the best. And some things are not, and our public transit is not. And that's why our traffic sucks, and that's why we have so many bad drivers. And it all kind of plays together. And, you know, yes, I find that frustrating. But you know what? You have to take the bad with the good when you choose to live here. So we have to live with traffic, we have to live with horrible drivers, and we have to live with it being hotter than the face of the sun for 9 months out of the year. But other than that...
No complaints.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Did you mention flooding?
Well, forgot flooding. Mm-hmm. How could I forget flooding?
It does do that sometimes, too.
Yeah, flooding and mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about them. Bill O'Brien. Mm. We got to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That Astros assistant GM whose name I've already forgotten.
Yeah. You know what? That's one of those stories that will never show up again. It's like today it's a big deal, and then we'll never mention it again. You know what? There are some positives. Though the Astros are a positive. Allied Outdoor Solutions is a positive. You want to beautify your backyard with custom outdoor kitchens, patio covers, fire features? Allied Outdoor Solutions has you covered. And not only can they put new stuff in for you, they can renovate your old pool deck, your patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. And a carved stone gives you the look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. And it's twice as strong as concrete. And they stand behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help with residential projects, commercial projects. And how about this? They've got several monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. So how about that? And that's why everybody raves about them. That's why they're an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau since 2009 with an A-plus rating. Stop by the Allied Outdoor Solutions showroom on I-10 and the Beltway today. Or check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or call for a risk-free estimate at 713-465-0400, 713-465-0400.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Head coach June Jones and the new Houston XFL team, the Houston Roughnecks, will be kicking off in February of 2020. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you to their home opener in February of 2020. at 623. We'll take caller 5 to 713-780-3776. You'll win a pair of tickets to see the action live at TD ECU Stadium. Head to XFLRoughnecks.com to secure your place in history now. Tickets go on sale this Thursday, and you won't want to miss out. Houston Roughnecks going to work for H-Town. KCS, I know it's Tuesday, but what are the odds Alex Rodriguez mentions the Yankees more than three times tonight? I'll go under. But, and a lot of people thanking us for mentioning Bree. Says she's pleasant on the ice. Thanks for getting her on my radar. See, now I'm going to be looking for her on Channel 13. So, yeah, let's take a call. Larry. What's up, Larry?
Woo! Had a comment and a question. Comment is, it was a feel-good story when the Red Sox finally won the World Series after decades of futility. But then when they started winning other World Series, a lot of fans became insufferable just believing it was their God-given right to be in a World Series every year. I just hope Astros fans don't become like that. I hope they show some class and humility. And my question is, assuming they win the World Series this year, when Gerrit Cole comes back to pitch against the Astros in a different uniform, do you think the fan response will be largely positive, as opposed to when Carlos Beltran left for the big contract and then he came back and he was booed big time?
Okay, first off, I hate two-part questions, but the first part is Red Sox fan was always insufferable. And it just, they always thought they were supposed to win, and they didn't for decades. So it wasn't a surprise that they became more insufferable when they won. And you know, Cubs fan, at least, yeah, I felt some sympathy for Cubs fan. Because they just whined about it being a long time. And I had a friend who was a Cubs fan, and once as a joke, I bought him a hat that said Chicago Cubs 1908 World Champions. And but at least Cub fan kind of enjoyed their misery. Once they won, it's like, you know, you're not fun anymore. Red Sox were never really fun. But that's okay. Those are passionate fans, just like Yankee fans. See, a couple other things that I wanted to get to. Basically, I let AJ left already because of traffic, because we had Bree on to talk about traffic. Some inside baseball. We actually planned for him to leave early, so we recorded the last two segments. So we got a really nice Astros preview segment and some really funny Hey Man Bleep That's, but it turns out it wasn't quite enough. So we were going to make it look really seamless.
We're going to make it sound. If you were watching on Twitch, you would have seen empty studio, but still been able to listen.
Yeah, that's true. So there will be an empty studio here in about 4 minutes. So did the giveaway. Was there anything else I needed to get to? I already did that one. I already did.
No, then you're good.
Yeah. See, I'm way ahead of this stuff. Farofsky said, Fred, let's see that head. How's it looking? The hair's looking really good. Tomorrow I won't wear a hat. Today I just did because I just left the gym before I came in and was pretty scuzzy. Even after a shower, it didn't look great. So I said, I'm just going to throw a hat on. Plus, representing the Astros for game one. We'll back off for game two. But, yeah, we were talking about some of the betting. And I have a lot of games that I like this weekend. Usually for my pregame picks, I have about five. I've got seven already, and I don't turn them in until tomorrow. And we were kind of talking about it a little bit, but as far as the NFL goes, that Bucks game I like quite a bit because they traveled to the West Coast and they had to go to New Orleans and they went to England. Well, now they're coming off a bye week. I don't think the Titans are any good. I don't think the Bucks are that great, but you're going to get their best game. And I like them a little bit. I like the Panthers getting 5.5 at San Francisco. I do think San Francisco's for real, but I also think this Panthers team is a lot better, maybe the most undervalued team in the league. So I'm going to be on them. And I think the Chiefs getting 4.5 at home against the Packers is a good play because on an ordinary week, the difference between Patrick Mahomes and Matt Moore would be a lot of points. But we haven't seen Patrick Mahomes at his best. So I'll be looking for some points there with the Chiefs. I like all three of those games, and those are going to be three of my games. I also, and I hate to go against I've been saying, okay, I'm on the Saints train, but man, I kind of like the Cardinals getting double digits against them. And for people asking for hockey plays, one of them's already started, so it's too late. But I do like Vancouver, Detroit over 6, and it's going to start here in just a few minutes. All right. Well, we're going to be back in just a few minutes. And you might not see us on Twitch. Maybe we're a little invisible. It's okay. But you can listen to us still on Twitch. That'll be there. But, yeah. All right. Don't go anywhere. Enjoy the game. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And only two segments left to go as we lead you up to Game 1 of the World Series, which the Astros are going to win, I believe. But I think they're going to win the first two, and then they only have to win one in Washington, and it's over. That's it.
You, if you believe the Astros are going to win tonight, I tend to believe they're going to win tonight too, because it's hard to bet against Gerrit Cole. But boy, plus 175 on the Nationals. How often are you going to get plus 175 with Max Scherzer, the best pitcher in the last decade, on the mound? It's just not going to happen.
Isn't that pretty close to their series price?
Plus 200.
So
for the whole series,
maybe this is one of those where, because I mean, I think if you're an Astros fan, it makes sense to just say, you know what, I'm going to throw a few bucks on the Nationals, just like we talked about with Tampa Bay. So if they lose, I win some money. But man, that's a tempting price. I have to admit, I do believe the Astros are going to win. But when it comes to bets like this, I'm always taking the plus number if I think it's close, and I do think it's closer than that.
Right.
So.
The Nationals are plus 200 if they lose game one. So here's what I'll say. If you want to bet on the Nationals, if you want to bet on them to win the series, but you think they're going to lose tonight, their odds will go from plus 200 likely to plus 400 if they're down 0-1.
Yeah, that might be the play.
But if they lose game one with Scherzer, I think the odds that they win the World Series are pretty low.
I don't know if you can get out with a split, and Strasburg wins game two,
which is entirely possible.
Yeah, then you're right back where you need to be. In fact, you're ahead of where you need to be. So that doesn't mean that the Astros are going to win tonight. I just think they're going to. I think they're coming into this with obviously Cole's so hard to beat, and I think they can get to Scherzer of the two. I think that's the guy that they can actually get some runs off of, more so than Strasburg. And you know, we'll see, but. I think I'd wait and see if the Astros win, and then so I won't feel so bad if they choke, put $100 on them, yeah, on the Nationals.
Here's another thing you can do. And what I've been saying today is that the Nationals, and yesterday, I guess, the Nationals, where they're weak is in the bullpen. And in baseball, again, I try not to bet baseball anymore.
Well, it's a World Series.
I am tempted in this. Yeah. But the first five spread is Nats plus a half run, and that's got plus 105. So if you think that they can at least be tied or up through five, which, I mean,
it's certainly possible.
I think that's maybe your even best, but your better bet, because plus 175 means at some point you've got to put the bullpen into play.
Yeah.
And unlike the previous series, I don't think they're going to be using Strasburg in the bullpen after Scherzer. I think they'll probably hold him out for game two.
Yeah, that's my guess. And that's one thing that they're not going to be able to get away with in this series is using starters in relief the way they did.
Now, that could come into play late in this if it gets to a game seven.
Yeah.
I could see that happening. But
you're not going to see it in game early, three or four. Certainly not. No. Here's an interesting stat. Richard Justice did
interesting stat.
We need rain. Richard Justice did a thing, just kind of 7 points about the series, and he was talking about the Nationals' layoff. And here's a stat for you that might go into your gambling. Teams that won the pennant first and had the longer break,
mm-hmm,
have lost 9 of the last 10 World Series.
Ooh.
So the whole layoff thing is real. And that's why I kind of give the Astros an advantage tonight. And I think overall, I don't want to, yeah, and I wrote a thing for Sports Map, five reasons why the Astros will win. But the one thing that I kept pointing out, Nationals are really good. And if you look at their record over the second half of the season, they were on a 107-win pace because they started so terrible. How many games did the Astros win? I mean, they're very similar teams, and they beat a Dodgers team. And I know the Astros' path, I think, was a little bit tougher because, let's face it, the Cardinals were very lucky to get there, and they showed nothing. You know, the Rays were obviously a tough out, and the Yankees were a tough out. But the Dodgers were the best team in the National League, and they went in there and beat them. So this team is no joke. The starting pitching, I think they're even through three, but the Nationals have a big advantage at four. And you know, that's how you can win these things. So I don't think this is in any way a series that if you lose, you're embarrassed. This is a good team, and I don't think people realize that because nobody watches the National League. But they've been very good for a long time. And doesn't it kind of have the feel that this is their year? You know, the whole Bryce Harper thing, and you know, then the way they play over the second half of the season, and then coming back to beat the Dodgers. It just kind of feels like they're that team of destiny. And I kind of hope the Astros crush their dreams.
Well, some other sort of trends to know in this series, as far as like National League versus American League. I guess we'll go back to 2005 is where these stats go. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's 15 years. Home favorites are 44-30. Well, the home team is 44-33.
Okay.
Home favorites are 35-21. Over that same period, home favorites are 16-3 in games 1 and 2 of the World Series. So that's a pretty good. That's a pretty big number, 16-3. The number that kind of jumped out at me the most was the Max Scherzer again being such a big underdog, and this is Max Scherzer's biggest underdog number since April 29th, 2012.
Wow.
That is...
I'm not good at math, but that's a long time.
That is a good long while, and that was at the Yankees. That was 2012 CC Sabathia against 2012 Max Scherzer, and that was a Yankees lineup that featured Jeter, Granderson, A-Rod, Cano, Teixeira, Ibanez,
heard Swisher, of those guys.
Eric Chavez. I mean, just a murderer's row. It goes back quite a ways since Max Scherzer. And he was only plus 185 in that game. So this you're talking about a really rare opportunity if you think the Nationals are a live dog.
I think they're a live dog, but I do think the Astros will win. And that doesn't mean there's not profit in betting against the Astros.
I don't want people to think I'm saying the Nationals are going to win this game.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is...
Well, it's just like that Tampa game when we said, hey, there's really good value in this. Even though I think the Astros are going to win, I'm getting over 2-1. I don't have to be right, but one out of every three times to break even in that situation.
That's what you're looking for. You're looking at the, you know, what the number says, how often out of the... If these guys play, how many times do you have to be right? And you know, once again, with this plus 175 number, you're talking about that's a pretty big number on Max Scherzer. It's surprising. Some of the numbers about Cole. He's been dominant this year, swinging strike in both these teams. Actually, what both teams strike out a lot of guys. Their pitching staffs do, obviously. When we talk about these pitchers, Cole, Verlander, Scherzer, Strasburg, you're talking about a massive amount of strikeouts. Both teams also led the league in not striking out with their lineups. So,
yeah, which is again, the Nationals have done a lot of the things the Astros have done this year.
Yep,
and
similar teams in a lot of ways.
They are the big difference is I think the Astros do have a significant edge in the bullpen.
Which no doubt
is the only time we've said this in the postseason. And this is another interesting stat from Richard's piece. The Nationals have gotten 81 of their 90 postseason innings from four starters and two relievers. Whew. So that's definitely something that...
They also have not had to work as much.
No, they haven't. But and that's why I really like this series. I mean, I feel like this is an old school starters are going to carry the series. But in the end, I'd like to say that the Nationals haven't faced a lineup like this, but they faced the Dodgers.
Yep.
And the Dodgers lineup is pretty damn good. Now, that was a five-game series, but and we always talk about in a five-game series, anything can happen, especially if you have really good pitching. But yeah, over seven games, I think the Astros hitters will get to these guys enough to win. I don't think they're going to torch any of them, but with Cole and Verlander, and I think Grinke's going to have at least one good game. I do think at some point Alex Bregman starts contributing. I feel like Altuve's going to be there. Brantley's going to be there.
I do, too.
You need Springer or Bregman or Correa or Yordan, and preferably one of the first three because they'll play all seven games if you go seven. I'd say two of those guys need to heat up. If they do, they're going to be fine. If they don't, if they hit like they did in the last series,
then there's going to be problems.
Then I think they're going to have a hard time because the Nationals have just enough hitting themselves. And they don't have the depth in terms of, although the way the Astros hit in the last series, they didn't have any depth either.
Nope.
But yeah, I do think once you get past Rendon and Soto, Kendrick is playing out of his mind this postseason. But other than that, I mean, you can work around these guys, but they can provide enough offense. And I as a typical Houston fan who's been here his whole life, I'm nervous about this series because I don't think people realize how good this Nationals team is. But we've talked about this before. The Astros never fail to get it done when they need to. And I feel like this team's different. I think they're going to win the series, but I think it's going to be a good one. But I also think anybody who thought it was over when they beat the Yankees is silly.
One more note on these Nationals. The worst regular season ERA for their bullpen, 5.68, and most bullpen losses, 33 of any postseason team ever.
Wow.
This is the worst bullpen that's ever made the playoffs in the history of Major League Baseball. That's pretty wild.
Well, again, though, the Astros kind of did this when they won it in 2017 when they used Charlie Morton in relief. Yeah, that they've gotten by doing that, using their starters in relief. I don't know that you can do that here unless you're going to shorten it up and go to a three-man and maybe use Sanchez in relief. And I think all that depends on what happens the first couple games. If you're down 2-0.
I think the Nationals like the idea of having Sanchez pitch in a game four against basically a bullpen game for the Astros.
It should probably be Brad Peacock and Devo, apparently.
And Urquidy, yeah.
So since Devo made the roster, it was a little bit of a surprise. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a fun series. I feel like the Astros are going to win. I'm not going to be surprised if they don't, but I'm going to enjoy however many games we have in this thing. And for everybody who's wondering what Garrett Cole's going to do, just relax and enjoy this guy for the series and worry about that afterwards.
Oh, yeah. If you worry about that, you're wasting your time
now. There's absolutely no reason to invest any emotion in that whatsoever.
All right, let's take a quick break.
Yeah, let's do that.
And we'll come back and Hey Man Bleep That.
I've got two Hey Man Bleep That's for you today.
All right.
That's how bleeped up my day's been.
All right.
We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on The Blitz, final segment of the day. And let's wrap it up the way we do every Tuesday with a little Hey Man Bleep That. Would you like to go first, Mr. Huff?
Yeah, I'll go first. And this one, I know that it will hit close to home for you, Fred.
Okay.
A man is forced to pay child support. He's fighting an uphill battle against the state of Florida. Being forced to pay child support despite a DNA test that proved he is not the father.
Oh, geez.
Joseph Sinawa is being forced to pay despite this DNA test saying, I'm not the biological father. He said, I signed the birth certificate because at the time, I believed I was the father. He says the child's mother is even okay with him not paying child support because she doesn't want anything to do with him, but the state is forcing the issue. She told the judge she wants this to be done and over with, and so do I. On top of it all, he says he struggled when he learned the child was not his. He says, I was emotionally devastated. And now I do this DNA test to get visiting rights for the child, and I learned I wasn't the father at all. At the time, they'd been taking $83 out of his paycheck, more than a third. $83 out of his paycheck, more than a third of his pay.
Jeez.
Yeah, he said, when I thought I was the father, I didn't have a problem with it. But it was the Florida Department of Revenue that appealed the decision by the judge. The reversal meant that he had to continue paying child support. His attorney says, I've never seen this happen before. He says the state appealed the judge's decision because it didn't feel like Sinawa jumped through the right hoops to properly disestablish paternity. So
DNA is not good enough.
Apparently not. So to that, I say,
hey, man,
that. All right. Well,
ain't paying for other people's babies.
Yeah, that's a fail. I wish mine was only $84.
I think it's $84 a day.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying $84 a month. I was about to say, whoa, okay, that's probably closer. So I had two experiences today. That one of them was I had to go to Walgreens to get one of the 5,000 medications I'm taking so I don't die on you guys. And there was a homeless guy out front. And usually if there's a homeless guy and he says, hey, can you help me out with some food or something? I'll buy him a sandwich or something and bring it out. This guy's like, can you give me money? I need medicine for my feet. And he's got his disgusting-ass feet out. And of all the people to ask that particular question, and I'm sure he needs help with his feet, but you know how I feel about feet.
Normally, I would say that the homeless interact with you so much because you look homeless.
Probably so,
but today, you look less homeless than usual.
Yeah, that's... I've been dressing up a little bit lately.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
But once I let my hair grow, like, really long, I'll look homeless again.
Oh, yes.
But to that, I say... Hey, man.
And that.
Also, today, I came in early, did some work, and I was going to go to the gym. And, you know, I go to the McDonald's of gyms. I'm not going to name them, but... There's three of them around here, and I go to one to play basketball, one when I need a quick workout, and one for my big workout, and that's the farthest one. And the other day when I was in there Friday, there was a guy getting arrested because he was stealing stuff out of the lockers. And by the way, if you go to the gym and don't lock your stuff up, I really don't feel sorry for you when trolls like that do it. So that was bad enough. Today I go, there's another police car in the same parking lot, and I don't know what's going on, but then I go to walk in. And they have no water in the place.
That happened at the other one, the closest one.
Did it?
Yeah. Like maybe last week, because I go to the same McDonald's of gyms that you go to. And I go in there, and luckily, as I'm putting my stuff away, I've got to pee. So I go to pee, and then it won't flush.
That's what happened. And they were all full of urine, and it was just gross.
I was like, okay, well, I got to go. Luckily, again, like you said, there's another one right down the street.
Yeah, so I actually went to the one that you're talking about today, and I only got to do half my workout because they don't have all the machines I want there. And it's like, okay, so two cop cars.
I actually like that close one, though, because there's less people there all the time. It's just...
They don't have a sauna in there, though.
No, they don't have a sauna.
Which kind of sucks because I like to do that afterwards, but... Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to cut that one out of the rotation because that's two cop. And I know it's not a great neighborhood because I used to live over there.
Yeah.
But that one's going to have to go, and it's sad. But to that I say, hey, man.
Aaron, you got something?
Yeah. A guy in Florida was recently arrested.
What? You don't say.
His girlfriend had been complaining that at her apartment or her house, some guy had been peeping through her windows when she's there and had been stalking her. Well, he was visiting his girlfriend, and they were in the middle of having sex. He looks out the window and sees a dude just watching him go at it. Turns out that was the guy who'd been stalking her. So, in a rage, he ran outside naked, got the guy, and beat him to death. And
to
now
death?
He's getting beat him to death, and now he got arrested for basically taking care of the fact that this woman had, or his girlfriend had been getting stalked by this guy and sat there watching them naked having sex.
I don't think that's going to hold up.
I think that's got to. I mean.
Because, I mean, Florida, listen, we've seen people get away with a lot worse than that.
Oh, yeah, he's got to be getting out. He's got to be walking on that.
That's got to be stand your ground or something.
But you're beating a guy to death with your dong hanging out?
Dude, that's savagery right there. That's caveman
stuff. That's how mad are you?
Yeah.
If your girlfriend's been complaining for months that some guy's been stalking her and bothering her, oh, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Do you slap him with the dog a little bit?
Wait, did he finish before the murder?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because, boy, nothing ruins the mood like murder.
No, but
it depends. It depends.
I don't know. Maybe,
maybe if you're like the BTK killer, that gets you in the moon.
But yeah, for that, for him getting arrested for defending his girlfriend, I say, hey, man, f*** that.
All right. Well,
that's the end of the episode.
It is. You're going to be at the game.
I'll be at the game.
So enjoy it.
I'll do my best.
I think the Astros will win. And it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be a fun week. And just enjoy it, guys. Sort of enjoy the ride because... Don't get too caught up in this what's going to happen next stuff. You know, this doesn't
and
happen.
Don't get spoiled and think that it's so easy to get to the World Series.
Yeah,
twice in 3 years, but listen, this is still a rare opportunity. And it doesn't always go this way. And honestly, if I know this city, it won't be like this forever. So enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, and win or lose, this is such a great experience. So take the time to enjoy the ride. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job today by Aaron. Great job today by Hoffman. That was okay. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.